When humanity has been on the earth for 6,000 years, in other words, when the odometer of the time from Adam ticks over from 5,999 to 6,000, that will be the end, not the beginning, but the end of 6,000 years. And the next tick on the odometer, 0001, will be the first day of the new millennium, the first day of the 7,000th year. And that is the day that humanity on this earth will enter into the rest, pictured by the seventh day of the creation week in Genesis, when God ceases from his creative labors. This is Martin Zender. You are at the series, within the series, the final years of Millennium 6. This means, ladies and gentlemen, that every single dawn of a day, every single time the sun comes up in this world, is a tick on the wall, is a counting of days, because years consist of days. This is a simple statement. It is a self-evident statement, and yet I feel compelled this morning to tell it to you and to give the rising of the sun new meaning for you. Need I say, God keeps track of time. You will see that more and more as we go here. God keeps track of years. And because he keeps track of years, naturally he keeps track of days. Every time the sun comes up, it's not a wasted day. You know, people always tell you, you're never going to get that day back. You're never going to get the day back. Make the most of the day. Carpe diem. Seize the day. Well, that's all great. Go ahead and seize the day if you got it in you. Go ahead, seize the day. I'm all for it. Seize it. But even if you spend the day in bed, that day is important. It doesn't matter if it's important to you. It's important to God. It's another day toward 6,000 years fulfilled of humanity's efforts upon this planet. And after 6,000 years, it will be time enough, apparently, for humanity to have shown to the universe its incompetence to run the planet. We think it's overkill. It's not. It takes 6,000 years. But in the meantime, look what God has done. He has caused billions of human beings to be born who will have a part in God. Some of them early, some of them late. Here's the least of it, is that every human being ever born has a capacity for pleasure and for joy, also for pain, agony, sorrow, all these competing emotions and feelings. But because of this, because of the contrast, every human being ever created in this 6,000 year span of sorrow, of sin and death, has the capacity, due to contrast, for great joy, great pleasure, great feeling. And that capacity will be filled to the max when God becomes all in all. In the meantime, among the billions of humans on the planet, in this 6,000-year time period, which is absolutely necessary, why is it so long? So that God can get more people, so that he can bring more people in, so that he can give this special selection to a few. He chooses a few during this time in order to give them a backstage pass into his plans in the coming eons. That's why. He tarries. He takes a long time. Well, that's because more people are coming in. God gives this time for a crop to be planted and reaped. And that's why I tell you that this now is a great time to get the message of Paul out there, because we are in the last years and therefore the last days of Millennium 6. The times of the 6,000 years of the creation of man are coming to an end. And every day is a tick on the odometer. That is so great. It gives a whole new meaning to the day to me. I mean, I take this stuff to heart. I don't just tell you these things. The reason I tell you these things is because I think of them during the day when I'm on my walk or when I'm running, they come to me when I'm driving. I think, oh my gosh, every single day is important. And I wrote this note down for myself. Every time the sun comes up, it's counting. It's counting. So it's important. Whether it's a great day for you or a bad day for you, the time is being counted toward a fulfillment of days. This is a scripture verse concerning the first coming of Christ. And when the times were fulfilled, that Christ came. Don't you think he came at the perfect time? Yes, because the times were fulfilled. And people yearned for some great thing. For instance, when the Israelites were in Egypt, they yearned for deliverance. Some of them died having not received the promise of deliverance. And yet when deliverance comes, it comes on the appointed day. Period. On the appointed day. The day of the crucifixion of Christ was perfect. It was the day, and it corresponded with the Passover that year. And his resurrection corresponded with a Sabbath. It was on one of the Sabbaths. It was so perfect. It corresponded with Israel times that have to do with the sun and the moon. Now, I contend to you that the second coming of Christ is bigger than the first coming of Christ. By this, am I saying that the first coming of Christ was inconsequential? Please, of course not. Jesus Christ laid the groundwork for the salvation of the world. He bought the whole world at the cross. He took all of humanity down with him. He was the last Adam. He was a correspondent ransom for Adam people. And the only humanity that has ever existed is Adam. And again, this depth of his work at the cross was explained to us by the Apostle Paul, because Peter had no clue about that deeper aspect of the crucifixion and death of Christ. Peter only thought that Jesus was the sacrifice for the sins of Israel. No, he was far more than that. And he saved that information for the lunatic Saul on the road to Damascus. So now we know. And the second coming of Christ to me, and it's self-evident, is the Christ coming in glory, coming in power to claim his authority. He said to his disciples before he went up into heaven in Matthew 28, all authority is granted to me in heaven and on the earth. It's granted to him. He has it, but he has not yet taken it. That's the difference. But he is going to take it at the end of 6,000 years of human rule, of human misrule, of human misadventure, and yet of a vast catalog of human beings created to eventually enjoy God for eternity. And that's what I think of when I go to Walmart and I see people of all walks of life who have no idea what God's doing. Many of them don't care what God is doing. Others are trapped in religion. And yet these human beings who come from Adam are destined to enjoy God for eternity. That's their destiny. In the meantime, they may die the first death, probably. They may have to go through the tribulation, probably. Some of them may die in the tribulation, probably, especially the churchgoers. They will raise the great white throne. They will, if their works were sufficiently nice, if they were nice people, good neighbors, great parents, off they go onto the new earth. Some may enter the second death. And yet, at the consummation of the eons, when death is abolished, they will come forth to worship God for eternity. This has been the purpose of the 6,000 years. This was the whole purpose of creating humanity in the first place. From God's point of view, He wants fellowship. And I'm giving you the purpose of the 6,000 years because when I tick down the days and the times and I show you where we are on that calendar, how many years we are from Adam, you will see that we are currently perched on the brink of a completion of this era and a dawning of the next era. This is why all the prophecies I talked about earlier were wrong, because none of them were 6,000 years from Adam. None of them. We are. I'm going to tell you exactly how many years we are from Adam according to extremely careful and intelligent calculations of years. By a very extremely carefully calculated analysis of time bridges, done not by me, because I barely got through algebra in high school, but by other people way, way smarter than me, who are scientists and mathematicians and who also revere God, and who come to the same conclusion. And also explain to us why the Jewish calculation of these years is wrong. If you look online right now, do a Google search, the Jewish calendar of years FA from Adam, they're 213 years off. And there are reasons for that, that I will show you in detail. It's nice to know that. That there are reasons why some people are wrong and some people are right. This is why I say there are people who are right. When some people say this is the end of this eon and this time of humanity's futility because of the pattern, and everything fits the pattern, and it's a sabbatical year, and the pattern. Let me say this about the pattern of the week. I'm still kind of in an introductory mode. Again, there is no scripture verse that says, now I want you to look at the pattern of the week, 6 days of creation, 1 day of stopping. I keep saying stopping because that's the Hebrew term. God doesn't rest. He doesn't get tired. He just stops and he ceases from his labors. And you might say he enjoys fruits from his labors. 6 days of creating and 1 day of stopping. And then in the book of Hebrews, the Apostle Paul says, there remains a stopping for the children of God. There remains. There is still yet ahead this time of rest, this time of stopping, this time of gleaning fruit from the sowing that you've done. And this, of course, is the 1,000 years. So if a 1,000-year time period is the rest, is the thing that fulfills what the seventh day of rest was for God. And if seven is this perfect number, this number of perfection, and God works all through sevens with Israel, as we're going to see, then it's not too far-fetched of a thing to say that if we look at the 6 days of creation, the week, that this becomes a model, this becomes a frame, and an analogy of a greater week of 6,000 years and 1,000 years. Six and one, six and one. And God is clever enough to give us the 1,000 years of rest. So from that, it's a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. God's like, come on, come on. He says 1,000 days or 1,000 years are as a day to me. A day is as 1,000 years. He says that in Psalm 90, verse 4 and 2 Peter 3, 8. And that's a nudge, nudge, wink, wink. That's a come on, are you getting this? The point on the surface is that time is really, God looks at time differently. He could have said anything, right? He could have said, 1 second is as 10,000 years to me. He could have said that. He could have said, 4.7 minutes is just like 1,600,000 years to me. He could have said that. The point on the surface is that human time doesn't look like God time looks. Human time if we just slog along here, and God's like, boo, boo, that was nothing. That was nothing, people. He could have said anything. But instead, he gives us a nudge, nudge, wink, wink, and he says, I'll tell you what. A day to you is like 1,000 years to me. Or no, he says 1,000 years to you is like a day to me. 1,000 years is like a day. A day is like 1,000 years, interchange it, whatever. That's all I have to say about that. And then he goes, psst, psst, get it. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Why did I say a day in 1,000 years? I could have said anything, and yet I said this. I wonder if that means something. And the intelligent people look back at the week of creation, 6 days and 1 day of rest. Then they look ahead to see that there's a 1,000-year Sabbath day rest stopping for Israel in which God's plans will be fulfilled. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Look back at the 6 days of creation. At the time, they were literal 24-hour days, but nudge, nudge, wink, wink. What do you think about this? And we're smart enough to say, yeah, we get it. We get it. And just because it's not explicitly stated, just as I told you, it's worth repeating this, it's not explicitly stated that, oh, by the way, Joseph is a type of Christ. Just thought I'd tell you that. No, God definitely does not speak down to his audience. In a way, he does, but come on. In a way, he does speak down to us because the whole idea of God speaking is condescension, so he's condescending to us, but within the condescension, you know, he doesn't tell us everything on the nose, point blank. This is a type of Christ. Pay attention. Analogy alert. No. So, I will give you a 6-1 alert. This is a 6-1 alert. This is an alert that 6 and 1 is an important little number combination to God. 6 parts this, 1 part that. 6 and 1. 6 parts creating, 6 parts doing, 1 part, now we're going to stop and take it easy. In Genesis 1, and the answer to it is in the book of Revelation. Genesis is when it starts, and the book of Revelation is where it finishes and comes to a, dare I say, satisfactory completion.